The Philadelphia Museum of Art's statue of Diana, Goddess of the Hunt, was created by a renowned sculptor for the top of Madison Square Garden, which was then on New York's East Side. As WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, a recent regilding recalls its past, but also suits its contemporary home.
13 feet tall, a slender golden nude perches on one foot, poised to shoot an arrow from her equally golden bow. The gilded statue of Diana by Augustus St. Gaudens was not a typical weather vane in the 1890s, when she was installed on top of Madison Square Garden, even though she glowed like a beacon, could spin, and had a scarf that would catch the wind.
It was a brave piece of engineering to make something this big and really a very striking piece of sculpture that would rotate in the wind.
Kathleen Foster, curator of American art at the Philadelphia Museum of Art, says St. Gaudens created Diana, the only nude he ever did, as a favor for his friend, architect Stanford White.
And so they conspired together to do what was a kind of edgy sculpture for the city.
She stood 350 feet above the street.
She actually has a very easy-to-understand silhouette, but then he just made it far too good. You know, it just didn't have to be so subtle, given the fact that it was going to be seen from a long distance. But that's just because he was an artist, and he was making it as beautiful as he could.
After some years, the scarf disappeared, the figure was locked in place, and her copper body weathered to a grayish green. In 1925, the building was torn down. Diana was stored until 1932, when she was acquired by the Philadelphia Museum of Art, where for decades she stood in the Great Stair Hall. The recent regilding restored her golden glow in a tone appropriate for viewing up close.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.